Hey Mama, I'm your host, Brooke Jefferson. I'm a wife, mama to two, and business coach for moms with businesses. I'm on a mission to help you go from the best kept secret to a reputable brand that results in a profitable business. And the best part, you don't have to sell your soul to social media to achieve it. My very first business was a photography business that I started back in 2014, and by 2018, it became my full-time career, and I was able to leave the classroom. Along the way, I've built and scaled multiple six-figure businesses. I started this podcast as a way to encourage, equip, and inspire you on your entrepreneurial journey. If you're ready to find a community that supports you, implement strategies in your business that work, and uncover that confidence within you, this podcast is for you. Grab your kids some snacks and pop those earbuds in. It's time to grow and scale your business. Hey friend, long time no see. You might have noticed that the podcast was not releasing new episodes, and that's because I took a little bit of a break. I originally thought that I was going to have two different podcasts, which makes me laugh because I'm all about how to run a business efficiently and as simple as possible, and I was overcomplicating things. So during the summer, I took a little hiatus from recording new episodes and ended up focusing on a secondary podcast, which I realized was not very smart. So here we are to today. I am bringing you fresh new episodes every single week. I have so missed you guys. For those of you that were following really closely with my journey this summer, you have already heard some of these episodes that we're going to air on this podcast, but we're going to kick it off with an episode that has performed really well and one that is such a controversial topic, which you'll hear me talk a little bit about in the intro. All of this to say, if you need to take a break, take a break. If you need to pivot in your business, you have full permission to pivot. I needed the break to step back and to find my creativity, get clarity in my business, and it brought me to here. So I'm so excited for the future of this podcast. I am going to be shaking things up and changing things around here just a little bit. I'm still going to bring you amazing business strategy, marketing tips, all the things, but I'm also going to be bringing in a lot more interview style type conversations. And I promise you guys, these are conversations you do not want to sleep on. I know that these interviews are going to be a little bit longer, ranging anywhere from 30 minutes up to 45 minutes. But I promise you, if you will make the time to listen to these conversations that I'm going to be having with other people, you will gain so much knowledge, so much value, learn from their mistakes, learn from their strategies, and it will absolutely be applicable to you in your business. So I just want to say, I'm so excited to be back. Thank you so much for pressing play on this episode. And if you're excited that I'm back, I would love to hear from you over on Instagram. My handle is @TheBrookeJefferson, and I would love to hear from you in the DMs. All right, that's enough of that. Let's get to the episode.
I'm so excited that you are here. On today's episode, we're going to be diving into a huge topic that A is one of my favorites and B is a little controversial. So definitely get ready for this conversation. I'm really big on identifying what you want out of your business. Where are you going? Where do you want this business to take you a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now? I love goal setting. I have hosted many goal setting workshops. And the reason why is because before you get in a car to drive somewhere, you typically have a destination. And if you don't, then you're just wasting gas and driving around. And, you know, and maybe that's fun one time in your life, but for most of us, we don't have time to be wasted. And so I like to get down to the bottom of it and understand where you are going. When you work with me, coach with me, join any of my programs, this is the very first place that we are going to start, Because without knowing the destination, we can't create a roadmap for you on how to get there. So first, I want to start with the controversial portion of this topic, because I am sure at this rate in your business, you have probably walked through a goal setting workshop before, and you at least know what I'm talking about. But I want to really dig into the success part. I want to redefine what success is. And that is exactly what you're doing when you're setting goals for yourself, when you are identifying the destination of where you want your business to go. Here's why I think that this is so important, because there is a big saying out there. There is this big, I don't know, notion, if you will, that the only definition of success is if you are making six figures or more. I remember when I first started my business, that was the thing everybody was shouting from the rooftops. If you want to make six figures, here's how to do it. Here's my six-figure strategy, blah, 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 right? And I understand, like, for a good portion of the world, six figures is a great goal. Maybe that is a goal that you have. Maybe when you sit down and you look at the revenue that you want created and generated from your business, maybe it is over six figures. There is nothing wrong with that. But what I want to redefine for you is that six figures is not the only definition of success. And I feel like we're made to feel small or like a failure when our business in the first couple of years doesn't generate six figures. I was trapped in this lie for far too long. I mean, literally every year it felt like a wash for all the years that I didn't hit six figures in my business. I have hit six figures in my business and multiple of my businesses. But here is my point right here, okay? What do you actually need to generate from your business and put profit in your pocket? What do you actually need to accomplish your version of success? What is your version of success? So for me personally, some of these things, right, that I am identifying as success is having a business that covers my personal bills plus the kids' activities. And guess what? That number is actually less than 100K for us. If I really wanted to squeeze the numbers together, and if I stayed on a budget and didn't do any careless spending, it's actually below 100K per year. Another definition of success for me is being able to create my own flexible schedule, being able to attend my kids' activities without having to ask permission, without having to feel guilty for not being able to. My definition of success is working hard, but playing harder. And that is a common theme that you're going to hear throughout all of the episodes that we have on this show, is I want you to understand, like, yeah, you do have to work hard, and not like laborious hard, but like it's going to take some effort to build your business to get it to where you want to go. And so I just like to say work hard, but play harder, enjoy life more. And that's what I got backwards, which there will be another episode all about that, on how I did it backwards. I did it wrong, and where it got me, and it wasn't good. It wasn't a good place. Another definition of success for me is maintaining my sanity and thoroughly enjoying life instead of living from a state of stress. Whew, that's the biggest one for me. And this is one that I remind myself every single day. Do I have enough for today? Do I feel sane? Do I feel good? Do I feel joy? And am I enjoying life? And if so, then I am living out success. And then the last one that I wrote down was being able to coach moms in business so that they can create their own definition of success and make it a reality. So here's where goal setting workshops really fall short. You can set all the goals you want to, right? At the beginning of the year, January 1st, we all do this. We set a revenue goal of what we want to make in our business. We set usually a health or a fitness goal, and then we set some other random goal that we want to accomplish. If that's all that you do and you don't revisit them and you don't create a plan to actually get you to hit those goals, they will not happen. They don't happen by chance. They don't happen by accident. They happen by having a strategy and sticking to a plan. Can this plan change? Absolutely. And it will every single year that you set goals. But if you miss that part of making the plan, you know, creating it and knowing what steps you're taking throughout the year to actually achieve those goals, then I'm willing to bet you're probably feeling disappointed from the goals that you set at the beginning of the year. This is not to shame you. This is just to point out, hey, here's the missing piece. The missing piece is you didn't create a plan or you didn't create a strategy and stick with it. So maybe you did create the plan, but did you actually stick with that strategy? Or do you have shiny object syndrome, which is a whole nother conversation? And do you feel like that pinball going everywhere, just trying all the things and nothing seems to stick? It's probably because you are not sticking with it long enough. Okay, so back to today's topic here. What is your definition of success? I want you to write it down. And I want you to think about everything from not just the money. Yes, that is an important piece. And if you're curious, this is an activity that I've done twice now already this year, and we're only halfway through the year. I will sit down and I will look at practically with, you know, me writing down on paper, what are all of the bills I'm responsible for paying? What am I saving for? What debt am I paying off? And then adding in anything else extra that I would love to have, or I would love to have room to like put money toward. Okay. So I write it all out and I add it all up and I look, this is what I would have to hit in order to sustain and maintain how I'm currently living. And then I would set a secondary goal of this would be the next step. This would be better than the bare minimum. So you've got your bare minimum goal. I call it your break-even goal. As long as you make this much in your business, you can cover all the business and personal expenses and all that, right? And then have a secondary goal. And that one, you're just going to add in cushion, right? This is where you can dream a little bit and just add in cushion. Like, this would be the best thing to happen if this is what I actually hit. So that should get you started on an actual, like, how to find a financial number goal, because I used to just pull things out that sounded good, or because I heard so-and-so say it, you know, as her goal, then I would just adopt that for myself because I thought that's what success was. So your action item for today is to sit down and get really clear on what success is for you. And then here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a picture or create a story on Instagram talking about at least one or two of what success looks like to you. And I want you to tag me in it. I'm at the Brooke Jefferson on Instagram. Tag me. I want to see it. I want to have a conversation with you about what your goals are. I don't care if you're listening to this episode the first day it came out, or you're listening to this a year from now, or if you're listening to this in July or February. I want to see, what is success to you? What did you figure out is your goal? And you don't even have to share a revenue number, just like with you, right? Earlier, I said a couple of things. I want to be able to create my own flexible schedule. I want to be able to, you know, coach moms in business so that they can do the same thing. I want to be able to attend my children's activities without any guilt or having to ask permission. Your success can look just like that. So there you go, mama. That is your homework for today. Go do it. Don't just consume what I'm saying to you. Don't just listen to this podcast. You have to take action too, right? Get the strategy and do the action. And that is when you will see the needle move in your business. So go take the action, and I'll catch you on the next episode.